All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And I got to tell you, folks, one of the ways that you can make this happen, you got to be registered for the national conferences. We recently had Ambition, and coming up, we're going to have Simulcast. Now, you need to go to your back office, your power zone, or go straight to events. ambitenergy.com. Get registered for the second national conference, the second of two conferences that corporate puts on. Guys, this is going to be a two-day event this year. Going to have a little warm-up on Friday and then some training on Saturday. Announcements, everything else is going to be awesome, okay? Registration is only $50. It's a virtual event. You'll be able to watch it, you know, at home or with your socially distanced group and masks and everything else, and it's going to be great, okay? And it's only $50, tax deductible, because you are in a business. That's what it's all about. Hey, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. This is where you want to check in every Sunday night. And you can hear something on this call every Sunday night that you can apply to your business right now that's going to make a difference. That's what it's all about, hearing something and applying it so that it makes a difference. And tonight is no exception. Let me get right at it. We have a very special guest with us tonight. Been missing him for a while, okay? Friends of a lot of people at Ambit. If you know him, you know that he can get you excited in a very short period of time. National consultant, he's been on more than at least 10 five-star trips. A recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award, and last year, the top five income earner, I think he was number five. Please welcome back to Ambit Energy. Welcome to the call, Mr. Ray Monte. Ray, welcome to the call, sir.
Barrett, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. You can talk just a teeny bit louder.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate you having me on the call, and I appreciate Brian giving me the opportunity to be on the call tonight. I want to talk a little bit about residual income and our business and COVID-19 and just some observations that I've made over the last 18 or 19 months. I've been with Ambit now for over 13 years and it's been a magical ride. Unfortunately, I've had some unforeseen challenges come up in my life over the last little over a year and a half, and sometimes when you have challenges in your life, it makes you slow down and realize what's important as far as friendships and life, and also makes you realize how blessed we are to have something called Ambit Energy and residual income. And I want to talk about that a little bit. I've been in this industry coming up on 24 years. I got started with Excel Communications back December 1st of 1996, so it'll actually be 24 years here in a couple of weeks. And you know, I got started because something made sense to me. I saw the opportunity to build a business and get paid on a public utility. Back there, it was long distance, and that company, I had a good run with it, like many people did, but I got in too late, and the long distance became free. And, you know, the best thing about that company was some of the relationships that I made, and one of those was a gentleman by the name of Brian McClure. And so, you know, fast forward 11 years, the opportunity to jump into Ambit Energy back in 2007, it was a no-brainer. And, you know, guys, as I go around the country and talk to people about this type of business, you know, when I ask people, what are you looking for? You know, a lot of times they'll talk about freedom, and they'll talk about quitting a job or spending more time with family or firing their boss or whatever it might be. But one of the things that comes up all the time is residual income. And, you know, for years, for 22 years, I talked about it, but I don't think you realize the power of it until you really need it. And here's what I mean by that. You know, my first 11 years in Ambit, I was out there busting my butt 6-7 days a week most times. If I wasn't on the road doing meetings or conference calls, I was out there literally sometimes 2,000 miles a week. And so, you know, the residuals grow and you're collecting bonuses, you're getting promoted in the compensation plan, you're working with your team, you're helping people, and you're making money. And you're getting paid for what you do. You're trading your time for Ambit's dollars. But what's real powerful is when you're not doing that. And, you know, guys, it's not something that I had a choice. I had to pull back for a little bit for a while and handle some things. I'm still in the process of that. And at some point, we'll be able to share everything with everybody. But at this point, I can't. But it's made me pull back a little bit. And when you pull back, and you're still getting paid based on not thousands of customers, but the potential of tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of customers who are using a public utility, it's powerful. And so you know, that was the first thing I realized. And the second thing is in March of this year, when the virus came in, COVID-19, and all of a sudden, you know, people are losing jobs and people are stuck at home, and people that are own restaurants and gyms and all different things are struggling. Our business is still moving forward. Granted, we've had to change the things that we do. You know, I'm a belly to belly person. I like doing in-home meetings and big hotel meetings and stuff like that. Well, we've had to change that because of COVID-19. That doesn't mean you can't build a business. People are very successful, and I'm still working mine and doing a lot of three-way calls. But what was amazing to me when this thing really started to kick in and they started to shut down, and they talked about 15 days to get rid of this thing, which is an absolute joke in my opinion, but that's a whole different story. You know, I started to realize what we got here. And I feel horrible for all the people who are losing jobs and unemployed and shutting down businesses and not being able to do those things. But thank God for Ambit Energy. Thank God for going out there and working hard and having an incredible group of people to go out there and do the same thing and helping people gather free electricity and free gas and doing those things. You know, I was thinking about this back in April and May and June. Not only did we continue to get paid during the coronavirus, but a lot of us got pay raises. And here's what I mean by that. You know, think about the number of people whose kids would have been in school, would have been out playing, would have been on vacations, would have been, you know, playing Little League, whatever it was, and now they're home. Not only are they home, but they're on the computers. They're doing school from computers, which means if people are home more, the air conditioners are running and the appliances are running and the TVs are running and the computers are running. So most people's, because all of a sudden everybody's home, when a lot of the families were out at school or jobs or whatever they were doing, the electricity bills were going up. So not only did we continue to get paid during our coronavirus, we got pay raises. And guys, that's an incredible thing, especially with what's going on in our country. I was just reading before that the governor of Michigan is getting ready to shut down for 3 weeks, which to me is a joke. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. But until my governor starts paying for my mortgage, they're not going to tell me how many people I can have over for Thanksgiving. And see, that's the other thing that's nice about our business. It's the freedom that it gives you. It gives you freedom where you don't have to answer to anybody else. You don't have to worry about a business getting shut down. I've got a lot of friends who live in New York City, and what's happening to New York City is it's just devastating. You know, when you see buildings and businesses getting boarded up and people out of work, it's a horrible thing that's going on right now. And so, you know, when you look at Ambit Energy and what we've got here, the opportunity to help people who are struggling, to help people who might have lost a job, to help people save money on their energy bill and get it for free. And by going out there and doing things, you have the opportunity to build a residual income. And, you know, maybe it's $500 a month or $5,000 a month. Or, you know, then you've got some of our top income earners who are making tens of thousands of dollars a month because they did that. And so, guys, this is a business that can change your life, and especially in the times that we're going in. I mean, you know, we've got some crazy stuff going on in our country right now, and the opportunity to build a residual income that's going to pay you, I'd like to say the 15th of every month, but it's incredible that Ambit pays us early. You know, here we are again. I know it's the 15th. I got paid on Friday. And so when you get paid 2 or 3 days in advance, that says something about the company that we're part of. And so, you know, how do you build a residual income? What do you do? Well, you do the things that we've always taught to do. The leaders have done a great job of sharing with you how to build a business. You go get a handful of loyal customers. You know, ideally, you want to go qualify for free energy if you can, and then you go find other people. And by doing that and plugging them into a system of the presentations that are Zoom presentations and the conference calls and stuff like that, you build an organization. If all of a sudden your organization starts growing to tens of consultants and hundreds of customers and then hundreds of consultants and thousands of customers, residual income is a super powerful thing. And guys, that's what we've got here. You know, I'm getting paid on customers that joined in my business 12, 13 years ago. And I've had no contact with these people. I don't know most of these people, but I like to joke around and say I love them all. And so that's the power of what we've got here. I mean, I'm embarrassed because, to be honest with you, the last year, it's not that I haven't worked Ambit at all, but not at the pace that I worked years ago. And so the fact that they're still paying me the kind of money that they are, and the majority of it is residual income, says something for the compensation plan and also what this company's put together and the leadership of this company and the leadership of our team. And so, guys, that's what you've got here. And, you know, we've got some times, you know, looks like coming up again. I just read about what's going on in certain states, and I've got a lot of friends in New York who are very concerned about what's going on there, and other states that are going to start locking down. And I heard some people talking about no Christmas, and, you know, those are sad times. And if that is the case, and we go into a month or 2 months, how many people are going to be looking for alternative ways to make money? So, you know, this company is a blessing to a lot of people. It can be a blessing not only for you and your family, but you've got the opportunity to share it with other people. And not everybody's going to come in this to make thousands of dollars of residual income. You don't have to try to convince them to do that. Start off by helping them make their money back. Help them get free electricity. And then all of a sudden, the right things happen. They'll start realizing what they've got here. And so, Bear, I'm excited about what we've got here. Again, I'm living proof of what this can be. And, you know, I appreciate this opportunity, this industry, this company a whole lot more now. I've got a lot bigger respect for residual income and the power of it than I did a couple of years ago. Again, a lot of times when you're just going and going and going, you don't really appreciate what you have until you step back a little bit. And so excited about what we've got, excited about Vistra, excited. I heard a lot of people who are registered for Simulcast. I look forward to that coming up here in about 60 days, looking forward to some announcements and building my business and helping the people that want to be helped. And, you know, I appreciate you guys having me on the call here tonight. I appreciate Brian giving me the opportunity to be on here. And again, you know, stay focused. We definitely need prayers for our country right now and all those people that are out there struggling.
Well, Ray, we are, of course, glad to have you back on the call and listening to you. You haven't missed a beat. But I want to ask you before you leave the call, you know, we're going into Thanksgiving. We're going into Christmas. This is the holiday season. And I've heard Brian talk, you know, year after year after year. And I can tell you what he would say to this, that, you know, he works this season harder than he works any other season. But talk about how we should build during the holidays, even with the coronavirus as a factor. What are some strategies or suggestions you have for building the business during the holidays?
Well, stay plugged in. I mean, that's the first thing you got to do. You know, you've got literally the next 6 weeks. We've got Thanksgiving, we've got Hanukkah, we've got Christmas, we've got New Year's. And so, you know, you've got quite a bit of holidays. People are going to get focused on the holidays, rightfully so, they should. And then you've got the challenge of the COVID-19 coming in. And so understand that that doesn't mean you can't build the business. The right people are going to come in. I joined my first network marketing company December 1st, 1996. Nobody told me that, hey, it's tough to build during Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year. You know, it depends on finding the right people and staying focused. But with that said, you've also got to understand you can't force feed this to people. You know, the timing has to be right in somebody's life. You've got to find somebody that's looking for this opportunity. So understand the next 6 weeks can be a challenge just because people's focus are going to be in other places, especially this year with COVID-19. And so what you want to do is you want to be planting seeds. You want to stay plugged in. You want to focus on getting your team plugged in. You want to focus on getting people registered for Simulcast. I know a lot of times we do holiday parties this year. I'm not sure how that's going to be affected. But keeping plugged in, keep them focused, planting seeds. Because, guys, here's what I know after 24 years in this industry. There are certain times of the years that are just – they can be challenges. And to me, the biggest challenge is always from Thanksgiving through New Year's. It just is, regardless of COVID or no COVID, because people get focused on holidays. People are traveling with their families. The kids are out of school for all different reasons. There's things that are going on in people's lives that take them out of the game, and that's understandable. Understand that's going to happen. But here's the good news. Right after the New Year's, things pick up. People make New Year's resolutions. The kids are usually going back to school. And my gut is this COVID thing is going away pretty quick here soon. I think people are tired of it. I don't think a lot of people are buying into it. I'm not buying into it. I mean, you know, I just saw a video today of a gentleman who is a pastor. He's been hugging thousands of people. He's had no issue. And so, you know, my gut is that we're going to see this thing come to an end here sometime over the next couple months. Well, what does that mean? Well, guys, there's going to be a period of prosperity. The holidays are going to be over. The COVID's going to be over. And there's going to be a whole lot of people who are excited to go out there and start finding something to do. And so you want to stay focused during the holidays. You want to spend time with your family. You want to celebrate the blessings that we have. You want to have a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, a happy Thanksgiving, a happy New Year. Do those things. Also, do things that you need to get off your plate to clear your plate. So when we get to January, so when we get to simulcast, so when we get to 2021 and all this stuff is in our rearview mirror, you're ready to go. You're ready to go out there and sing the gospel of Ambit and share it with people. What an incredible opportunity we have. And so those are the things I'm focused on there. I'm making calendars. I'm looking at the New Year's. I'm looking at simulcast. I'm looking at what I can get done. I'm trying to get my team registered for simulcast. I'm doing things like that. And I'm also understanding that a lot of times people are going to tell me, no, not now. That doesn't mean never. That just means that they're busy right now. Their focus is on something else. Their focus is on what are they going to do for Thanksgiving? What are they going to do for Hanukkah? What are they going to do for Christmas? What are they going to do for New Year's? There's people that are afraid right now that maybe the restaurant or the gym or the place that they work at is going to get shut down for a month. What are they going to do? And so, guys, let them know that you have a solution to their problems, but that doesn't mean force it on them. That doesn't mean try to convince them to do this. Share it with them. Get the information in front of them, and if it doesn't make sense, that's okay. But the best thing to do is keep a list of all those people that say, no, not now. Because I promise you, sometimes in the future, my gut is probably 50, 60 days from now, COVID-19 is going to be a thing of the past. We're going to be into 2021. It's going to be an incredible year, and there's going to be a lot of people who've been pent up for 6, 7, 8 months who are going to be open to getting on with their lives and looking for positive people to share it with and to find a positive impact, which we have here with Ambit. And so, Bear, that's what I'm going to do. I'm looking forward to spending the holidays with my family. Again, I'm looking forward to have a whole lot of people over my house for the holidays. And enjoying my Thanksgiving and enjoying my Christmas and a New Year's party. And I don't care what my governor says because they do not pay my mortgage. So that's what I'm going to do, Bear. And then I'm going to go into 2021 and hit the ground running. And I'm looking forward to simulcast.
Awesome. Well, Ray, like I said, we're glad to have you back. And like I said, it doesn't sound like you've missed a beat. Looking forward to seeing you virtually and eventually seeing you face-to-face again. Saving a hug for you, buddy. Glad to have you with us.
Bear, I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. God bless everybody on the call. God bless America. And where we go one, we go all. God bless you guys.
All right. Folks, if you want to hear this call again, and I recommend it, there are two ways you can do it. Norbert Hennessy makes a recording of the call. He usually posts it in several Facebook groups very quickly. So you can use that link, or you can go to topambitleaders.com. Give us about a day or so to upload the call, and you'll be able to share this with some of the people on your team that may not have made the call tonight, and you can get to listen to it yourself, of course. Ray, once again, thanks for being on the call. We appreciate you. Hold on a second. I'm going to open up the line and let some people say thank you to you as well. Hang on just a second.
Barrett, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. To you and yours.